When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
This is ZD Donahue. Get ready for us. We're on a roll. At least we think we're on a roll.
We're going to try so hard to recreate the conversation.
We're going at warp speed, I'm telling you.
Okay. So, we've done a fabric types episode, jumping right in here.
Actually, I just listened to that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was about when all the Naga hides died.
Yeah,
there wasn't
any
Naga hide left.
But we're going to devote a little, either a portion or a whole episode, we'll see, to woven fabric and the parts of it. Maybe Mom will get to discuss bias a little bit. And we started the conversation. Mom says, have we done an episode where we define warp and we define weft and the bias? And I'm like, I don't think so. I think we've just done that fabric.
Yeah, I know. I think we've described it for instances and things like that. But we've never really talked about fabric is woven and what happens and how does it get done.
Can't talk about it too much. So Mom says.
Well, yeah, we can talk about it a little bit, like how you get patterns in it and things like that.
I meant you can't talk about it too much. Like,
oh, yeah.
You should talk. It's impossible to over discuss this. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So I said, Mom goes, yeah, you know, the weft is, you know, selvage to selvage and the warp. And she's like, wait, is that right? I'm like, well, we better just look this up before we record.
I was like, how come I used to know this? Because I used to think about the warp, and the warp was, the distance. So it was the length of the fabric.
So Mom said, warp speed,
Warp speed,
and
right.
I said, I'm following this weaver on Instagram. She's at Missouri Treble. Her name's Jenny. She teaches here in town. And, you know, what made me remember it was she took a picture of her loom, and she said, I've got this warp laid down.
Right.
She goes, and then I was like, oh, so obviously the weft fibers are what you weave in. And I said, oh, weft, is that like, that must mean like
the past tense of weave.
You know,
like,
I was like,
weft,
you know.
And then
I look up weft etymology, right? And it says, you know, old German and blah, blah, blah. And like, basically a past tense, like related to weave. And I was like, oh, so it is. It's like, it's, duh, right? I mean, sometimes these things happen, you know? And then I said, so it's weft, you know, like you weaved it. And then Mom goes,
you mean like from what, white to weft?
I think you said from weft to right.
From weft to right. Right to
weft. And then we started crying.
So, okay. So from now we're going to, we're actually going to get instructional here.
But
so,
I'm picturing a loom, and you know, this beautiful weaver Jenny has laid down her fibers.
I just thought of baby
and then
mama
she's going
when they
from weft to right. Peonium.
Who put the olive oil on the peonium?
No, the EVO.
The EVO on the peonium. Yes.
So this is how you two can remember.
Okay, we're gonna We're gonna describe all of this. Seriously, and then we'll put the puns in there, and that's how you'll remember.
ZD Donahue, define warp threads.
Okay, the warp threads are the threads that, when you're weaving a fabric, are put down first, and they are the lengthwise, right, of the fabric. So I think of length and speed and warp speed.
They are parallel to the selvage.
They're
and
parallel.
And if you picture a bolt of fabric, like garment sewers might, maybe, you know, a weaver, like if they're thinking of their woven stuff, they think of this on a smaller scale, and it helped me to think that way.
Right.
Picture that bolt of fabric just rolling out, and you're driving your car down the racetrack
and
made
you're
of fabric.
You're driving down that
the warp
fabric
speed.
And warp speed.
Warp speed. Okay.
And the length of it.
Okay.
Right.
So those are the fibers that got laid down first.
Lengthwise. And those are the most stable of the threads.
And why? Because they're longer, right?
Like, well, yeah. They're held in there. They're in that frame.
You know, they went down first. They're longer. Okay. So then from weft to right. The weft is the crosswise grain, right?
That's correct.
And your selvages, okay,
are at the edges, mm-hmm. okay, on each side.
And the word
right?
selvage comes from self-edged.
Edged. Yes.
Yes. And so the self would be like the fabric.
Right.
Okay. That's, and then it's the self edge. So then it got changed to selvage. Okay. Over time. But that's where the word selvage comes from. It's where you might see something printed on certain
right.
things, like a company name or
right.
so, in
well,
case you're real new to fabric.
On Home Deck, what you're going to see is you'll see all of the colors. They have the dyes, all of the.
They have, yeah, and for quilting
right,
cottons, I think
right,
they're doing
right.
that
they'll
now,
have
too.
All, they'll have all, you know, mm-hmm. you basically have an index of the colors
yeah.
that are in the fabric.
So,
right.
and your selvage, if you're a weaver, you're, well.
The company, okay, the day.
Listen up. I don't weave, everybody. So I'm
right.
talking about this just from following Jenny on Instagram. And Becca weaves. You know, you're moving your shuttle from weft to right.
To weft to right.
right.
That's white.
And then you get these little kind of like loops on the edge.
Right.
Because it's going back and forth.
Well, right. In fact, you know, when you go from left to right, sometimes you're turning.
Yeah.
You're not stopping the thread.
Jenny's,
you're just turning back and forth.
Jenny's keeping a diary of, she calls it a weaving diary. I don't know if she's doing it all year or just the month of January. She's like trying out all these little techniques each day.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was cool because I'm reading about the Bayeux Tapestry and I was sort of like,
right.
oh, like textile record keeping. And anyway, so she said something about certain types of weaving were harder for her to keep a good selvage on because she was changing up threads and
that's
stuff.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
I just really enjoyed it.
Right.
Go follow Jenny on Instagram, okay? So anyway, that's the crosswise.
So we have the right. crosswise grain, which is the weft.
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong. Way
okay.
to explain that.
Yes, okay.
Anyway,
I just got finished wiping away all the tears. Guys, Mom was so on point. She just said it like that.
Okay. And the warp is the length or the distance, right?
Yes. Yes.
Of the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And then the selvage is the finished edge.
Right.
Right.
It was finished.
And then the other edge that like when you stop weaving is basically your raw edge.
It's your cut edge.
Right.
I like
raw
to call it,
cut
right?
edge, whatever.
It's, yes. So. Oh, our favorite part of the fabric,
well,
even though warp and weft have given us excellent material,
this
podcast, is the bias. But we're going to take a message break and compose ourselves for a sec before we talk about bias.
Hey, Mal.
Hey, Mom.
I heard you were easy.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
No, it means what you really heard was, well, Mallory, your easy tee looks so good on you.
Oh,
yes.
That, you know, I should have known that it was something about something you made.
Like you said, you're getting into your golden years. Sometimes, you know, mishearing things, it happens.
No, you're
right?
the one that mishears things. I know this. You make lapel pins about it.
Okay, so I am currently wearing an easy tee, and I wear them all the time. The easy tee is a semi-fitted short sleeve t-shirt made out of a woven fabric, and you draft the easy tee to fit your measurements by taking the easy tee class.
Well, how do I take this class?
It's an online class that you can watch anytime on sewhere.com. To purchase the class, go to sewhere.com/easy tee. That's just EASYT.
Is this on my computer?
It's on your computer. It's on your phone. It's on your iPad. The class is divided up into short, easily consumable segments, some of which you may not ever need to watch ever again, but some of which you might want to revisit. So you have the ability to mark lessons as completed and also to star lessons so you can go back and revisit the ones that are most important to you.
And I can vouch, Mallory's easy tea is a lot easier than Mallory is.
Once again, go to sewhere.com/easy tee to begin your pattern drafting journey.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back. Welcome back.
We're back, and we're biased.
And we're biased. Mom is so biased.
I love bias.
Yes.
My favorite thing is...
What's your favorite thing?
I collect striped fabric. One of my favorite things. I have several favorite... I collect striped fabric, and then to cut it on the bias and design dresses on the bias. We need to put a picture of the black and white...
Yeah. Yeah, dress.
That everybody's worn, and it's been in 50 million...
When we pause for a message break, we give Sam some funny things to just, like, personal things. You know, we talk to her because she edits these. But right now, I just need to say, Sam, the featured image for this podcast needs to be the black and white dress.
That's right.
Actually, you mess with a lot of things. A lot of fabric, like...
I did a lot on that dress.
Fabric manipulation right. to style that dress, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So the bias, go on. Striped fabric on the bias.
So
what are your favorite things?
There's bias, and there's... true bias.
Oh.
Right? So basically, bias is kind of anything that's off grain, which means it's not, you know, you have the warp and the weft. Now all I can think of is right and weft. But anyway, so you have the warp and the weft, or the lengthwise and the crossways grain,
right.
And they should be perpendicular to each other.
Right.
Okay? Now, that so you know your fabric goes in two directions, sort of basically, you know, lengthwise, crosswise. Anything that is cut that is not in one of those directions is considered on a bias.
Oh, yeah,
yes, but true bias would be at an exactly a 45 degree angle. Right, between those right angle fibers.
Yes, and if somebody tells you to cut fabric on the bias or binding on the bias right. or something like that, they're talking about true bias.
They want true okay. bias. For so, one thing is it keeps it consistent.
Consistent
it keeps the stretch consistent.
And it's the stretchiest, right?
It is the stretchiest,
okay,
yes.
So if you have got
It's also the least likely to ravel.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you've got some fabric near you or you get up to your sewing room later... Go over to it and pull it lengthwise. Pull your cut edge and, you know, the other, you probably won't have access to the other cut edge. I don't know, unless it's a small
right.
piece of fabric. Okay. If you can pull your two cut edges or the cut edge and something a little further away that's directly in line with that,
right.
that's your warp. It's the most stable. Then you can pull from selvage to selvage and it'll be a little stretchier.
And that's why when in garment sewing, mm-hmm. most of your pattern pieces that are on grain are laid out where the crosswise grain goes around the body.
That's
right. So you have a little give.
Yeah. So then if you do directly 45 degrees, you know, to either the selvage or to the cut edge,
right.
you're going to get the stretchiest part, and that's the bias.
That's correct.
And like Mom said, least
true
likely,
bias.
True bias. And that's important because, you know, when you said anything that's not on grain is the bias, I do want to be careful because I don't want people to think they can just cut out their stuff.
Right. You know, I got a story for you.
Okay.
Actually, this person tries to teach people to sew still to this day. But this was many, many years ago. I'd say 20 years ago. And I was in a situation where I was sewing with this other person, and I was making a pillowcase, okay?
Uh-huh.
A pillowcase.
Oh, no.
And the person says to me, what are you making, you know? And because usually I make things a little bit more intricate than pillowcases, honestly. It's kind of out of character for me to just be whipping up a pillowcase. And I said, oh,
pillowcases. Somebody's going to be like, pillowcases are so below ZD. She's such a snob, you know?
But I mean, I was making it, I think, for a gift, right? Sure. I was embroidering somebody's name on making this pillowcase. And the woman says to me, oh, you can't make pillowcases. Because they just don't turn out. And I'm thinking, what is she talking about? It is a rectangle.
Right.
Like, you know, and I said, oh, and I just mm-hmm. kind of gave her a little smile and I continued to make my pillowcase.
Lesson here, ZD's really nice in person. Okay. To your face.
I try to be. I will only talk behind your back.
That's right. There you go.
So anyway, later, what I found out about this person who was just sewing stuff all the time is she had no idea that there was a lengthwise, a crosswise, or a bias. So she was just taking a piece of fabric and, like, fitting the shape to it, whatever she wanted.
Okay.
The end of it had been cut off at an angle, she might make this pillowcase.
Like 20 degrees
Yeah,
off from
and have some bias.
Whatever,
well,
yeah.
What happens is that gets... It might work while you're doing it, but once it gets laundered or something, it will start to pull. Just like on your jeans leg.
Yeah.
Well, this will happen on pants legs a lot of times that, you know, they'll start to twist. So if you don't think this is important, go ahead and whip yourself up a wonky-eyed, you know, pillowcase and see what happens.
And that's why, once again, just going to talk about the ginger jeans. You brought it up this
time.
That's
right.
Okay. You cut out your pants legs in an alternating fashion on that twill. Fabric
right.
on the denim in order to avoid the leg twist. It's supposed to counteract right. it. But we won't talk about twill
weave
right now.
Well, you know, now that you've talked about weave, though, uh-huh. I mean, here's what happens. So twill, there's pique, let's name some weave. What are some weaves? I don't know.
Oh, I'm just blanking on it.
Well, are you
twill.
Even, you know, now, I guess you can even think about looking at a plaid.
Sure.
You know, or something. Or
woven plaids are a really good way to kind of teach things like this.
So somebody lays down their warp, their lengthwise, you know, or a factory does. They've got big spool, you know, and it's nothing like your at home loom or anything
right.
like that. But anyway, they lay down this lengthwise, and basically the lengthwise stays
stationary.
What, I would your choices of the weave come from the weft that you're weaving in and out, because you might go in and out, in and out, in mm-hmm. and out, you know, up and over every other thread, or you may go up two threads, under one thread, up to, you know, so that's where those woven patterns come in.
And that's where, with the twill, there's lots of different types of
right,
twill.
Right.
But
when you can look at something, it's not just a crosshatch pattern.
Yes. If you look at the twills real close, a lot of them, kind of like most classic one, I think is like under one, over three, or
right,
whatever,
right,
you know,
right.
and so you can see, especially on the back,
you see like a little diagonal
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, you see like itty bitty little diagonal
right.
stripes going. And so there, not only is that weaving pattern not 1-1-1, but it's offset.
Right. So you might start with taking up two threads the first time, and then the next time they take up
three,
four threads
or whatever.
Uh-huh. And right, and you know, there is a pattern to that.
Yes.
Thank God machines do this. You know, can you imagine having to like weave your fabric.
No.
And then cutting into it, not knowing if that will fit. Think about that.
I did think about that. In fact, one reason I got kind of interested in weaving, kind of sort of taken in by it, not only does Becca weave and weaves with like bamboo and beautiful,
right.
nice feeling fibers, but I read John Adams by David McCullough.
Uh-huh.
And after watching the miniseries.
Did Abigail weave or did he?
Dude, Abigail.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, lots of ladies do this. Not
right,
just Abigail.
But...
Okay. Lots of people did things like this. She, you know, like grew or you know, she
grew her fibers.
She shore the sheep. She washed the fibers. She did. She combed them. She spun them. She wove them, and then she made all these clothes for her four children while her husband's away. You know,
I think I can only
America.
Be like in one part of that process.
Okay, no, she did all this
right.
stuff, and then they're like getting, you know, the first smallpox vaccine and all these things, and I'm like, oh my God, she wove their clothes.
She like, was while also, she was, and, but she and, was also the person that said, if you do not represent women, you do not represent all men, right?
Yes, and you know, they all were not mankind. They were not slave owners.
That's
they
right.
Had,
that's why she was doing it all herself.
That's right. She was doing right. it herself, and she didn't, you know, they had, I think they had workers that worked with them.
Right.
But they were paid, right. you know, workers, people, you know, who helped them with the right. harvest and stuff like that. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And this woman had, you know, was bearing children and yeah.
Well,
that.
She probably also only had two dresses.
Well, that's the other, yes. And
she had her day dress and then she had her inauguration dress yeah. and that was it.
She wasn't like, I'm going to make this really tailored sort of, you know, they had those right. things that like laced
well,
up, right? You
right,
know,
they did. And, yeah. and if you ever notice like shirts or things from mm-hmm. that era, they have very gathered sleeves and there's lots of fabric
right.
so that if you change size, you could still wear your yeah, clothes. You, know, you didn't grow in or out of your clothes.
The reason that we have these styles of clothing, and they can be beautiful, and there are
right.
beautiful examples of the wealthy wearing them, of
That's
course.
Right.
But part of the reason they were made, and there was all this lacing and this
right.
and this straight corseted, you know, these stays that were not tailored sometimes, where
right.
you just, like, shoved the body in there.
Right.
It was because it's so time-consuming,
right.
you know. Anyway, well, we got off on a little bit of a tangent there. We love, but you haven't gotten to talk
but
about your love of bias?
I
do. Or do you want to talk about something else?
You know, I even wonder if we should do, like, a whole thing on bias. But I guess that would be a really
no,
weird
that's
podcast.
No, we
I
can
don't
do
know.
We can do a whole thing on bias. What
but
else were you going to say?
The thing I love about bias is the manipulation of it.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing I like about the stripes is, you know, you get it on an angle.
They're beautiful.
And I love that kind of stuff. And then I like to miter stripes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my 45 degrees coming together. And
chevron.
I love
sort
all.
Of,
yep.
Yeah.
Love all. Yeah, I was into chevrons before they got popular, I guess. But another thing you need to know about bias is it doesn't ravel.
It doesn't ravel.
And people tend to forget this
mm-hmm.
when they're, you know, finished. Like when we talk about a Hong Kong finish, you're stitching your Hong Kong finish to like the right side of the seam, the
uh-huh.
right side of the fabric, and then you're folding it back and you're just stitching through on the, you know, on that seam line, and you aren't folding that in the back.
Right.
That Hong Kong finish is a raw edge
a
on
raw
the back.
Bias edge.
Right. And it will not fray.
And Mom is, this is another thing we should write down for podcast, all about something that Mom ends up saying to a lot of beginning seamstresses, or, you know, I'm not a beginner, but I'm not as experienced, right, as Zeedee,
well,
of course.
I wonder what this is.
Is not to add bulk.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that comes in knowing what needs to be finished and what doesn't.
Right.
Or what's kind of overdoing it.
There's over finishing.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that before. And that is that's something that I think is so
right.
so important, and maybe something that someone who's trying to do a really good job on their garment
right.
can do. You
right.
know, like, I'm going to, well, Donna, should I serge this pleather?
No,
raw
Donna.
Edge, you know,
yeah.
right? And you said no. Yeah, that could add bulk. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but there are certain things that don't need to be, you know, finished off. Okay, things that do need to be finished off though are your cut edges that are on the crosswise and the
That's right.
because they will ravel.
They
right?
will ravel.
They will ravel.
Right.
Just as they were woven. Right.
Are you gonna talk? Are you gonna make me talk about pinking shears?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Good.
I was not. I was going to wrap up the podcast.
Oh, okay. Good thing.
Go to sohear.com/lovenote to receive our weekly newsletter. And you can get to us via email by responding to one of our love notes. It'll go to me, or you can email me at mallory@sohear.com. And you can find us on Instagram. We are at ZD Sewing Studio.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.